A very good evening. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Southeast Hebrew Congregation in Silver Spring, Maryland. Yuma, Yud Beis, Yuma 12a, pagination page 23, towards the bottom of the page. Counting up from the bottom, about 15 lines. Umaskinin lo kohen acher, and then a two dots, where we begin. Our Mishnah told us that we prepared another Kohen so that if the Kohen Gadol, in preparation for Yom Kippur, would become Tamei, invalidated in some way, either before Yom Kippur or on Yom Kippur, there would be someone on standby, ready to move in and take his place as Kohen Gadol. Says the Gemara, Pshita, I understand, if a problem occurred with the Kohen Gadol before the morning Tamid was brought, mechanchin oso, you could initiate the new Kohen Gadol as he takes the place of the original Kohen Gadol, will initiate him b'tamid shel shachar by allowing him to bring the Tamid of the morning. What is the Gemara accomplishing? What is troubling us here? Is that to make someone a Kohen Gadol, you have to do something that makes him a Kohen Gadol. Tosfos Yeshanim points out that had we been in the first Beis HaMikdash and they had the Shemen HaMishcha, so he would use that anointing oil and we would make him a Kohen Gadol and then he could proceed to do the Avodah of the Kohen Gadol. But what we normally did in the second Beis HaMikdash, because we don't have the Shemen HaMishcha, is that we go ahead and have him wear the eight garments of the Kohen Gadol, as opposed to, in contrast to, the four garments that the Kohen Hedyot, the regular Kohen, wears. So by Ribui Begadim, by wearing more garments, by wearing the eight special garments of the Kohen Gadol, he becomes a Kohen Gadol. That's how you become a Kohen Gadol. But on Yom Kippur, we know that a large portion of the Avodah was done by the Kohen Gadol wearing only the four garments, the white garments, the linen garments. And therefore, we have a problem. Because if the first carbon of the day was not yet brought, the Gemara says, I'm fine. Because that first one was brought b'shmona b'gadim with the garments of the Kohen Gadol. So he'll don the garments of a Kohen Gadol. He'll be a Kohen Gadol as a result. And then he'll start doing the service. So he's bringing the Yom Kippur service as a Kohen Gadol. I'm okay with that. And that's what the Gemara began with. Because the Tamid Shel Shachar was not yet brought. Ella, but Eireb Opsol Achar Tamid Shel Shachar, if he's after the Tamid Shel Shachar, which is when the Kohen Gadol typically switched from the eight garments to wearing only four garments, b'mamachanchin oso, how are you initiating him to be a Kohen Gadol? And he has to be a Kohen Gadol in order to do the service. He's not technically a Kohen Gadol because he's wearing the same four garments that every Kohen wears. Amar Ravada Barava, Ravada Barava says, be'avnate. It's open for you. Ba'avnate, with the belt. The assumption here is that the belt is different for the Kohen Gadol. In some way, the belt of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur is unique, is special, and that's going to be serving the same level as Ribui Begadim, because he's wearing garments unique to the Kohen Gadol. That makes him a Kohen Gadol. Says the Gemara, end of a line. Hani chalamanda amar avnito shakayin gadol zehu avnito shakayin hedyot. That works if you hold that the belt of the Kohen Gadol all year was shatnez, was a mixture of wool and linen, and so was the belt of the Kohen Hedyot, the regular Kohen. They were both types of Kohanim would wear a belt made of shatnez, meaning they're both the same type of belt. And therefore, on Yom Kippur, when this new Kohen is going to be putting on a belt that's unique for Yom Kippur, which is butz, linen only, it's unique. So he's done something unique as a Kohen Gadol. He's done something that no Kohen Hedyot would ever do. He's wearing a belt made of linen only? Okay. But according to their opinion that the belt of the Kohen Gadol is shatnez, and the belt of a Kohen Hedyot, the ordinary Kohen all year, is not shatnez. So Ma'ika Lememar, how are you initiating him as a Kohen Gadol? When this person puts on a linen-only belt, because on Yom Kippur, even the Kohen Gadol wears a linen-only belt, that's very nice, but a Kohen Hedyot always wears a linen-only belt. So he did not in any way do anything distinctive to make him a Kohen Gadol. I understand that his intent is to be a Kohen Gadol, and as a Kohen Gadol, he would normally wear the shatnez belt, but because he's a Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, he's wearing a linen belt. That's all very nice. But a Kohen Hedyot always wears a linen belt, and in no way did he upgrade himself by that behavior to become a Kohen Gadol because of the type of garments that he's wearing. Amar Abaya says, Lovish Shimona, even if you catch him after the service of the Tamid, of the morning that would be done with eight garments, you could still dress him in eight garments so that he becomes a Kohen Gadol. Umahapech bitzinura, and let him go to the fire on the Mizbeach where the Tamid Shel Shachar is burning, and let him flip it, let him alter it with a fork. Let him make it burn better. You can always stoke the fire a little, motion a little bit and make it better. And Rashi says that because he's making the Tamid Shel Shachar burn a little better, a little faster, that's considered avoda. Uchid Rav Huna, the way Rav Huna understood, Amar Rav Huna said, Zor Shavach Bitzinura, if a non-Kohen would use the fork in such a way on the Mizbeach, even though it's a done deal, the meat is already in the fire, but if you alter it, you make it a little better, Chayiv Misa, a non-Kohen, it would be a capital offense. So clearly it's an act of Avoda. If it's an act of Avoda enough to get a non-Kohen into big trouble, then it's an act of Avoda enough that a person who did that wearing eight garments would be considered a Kohen Gadol. So that's a second solution. The first solution was that the belt is different. The second solution is let him wear the eight garments even if there's no real use for it, but you could initiate a use, and that makes him a Kohen Gadol. For Rav Papa, and Rav Papa says the easiest, Avodaso mechanchoso. The mere fact that he's doing avoda on Yom Kippur, that makes him a Kohen Gadol. Says Rashi on the top line, Avodaso mechanchoso, avodas Yom HaKippur ma'atzon, she'en ekshera lebekohen gadol. Avoda of Yom Kippur is only kosher in a Kohen Gadol, and if he's doing it, he's the Kohen Gadol. Okay. Let's drop down to the bottom of the Amud, and the theme that I want to try to complete is, we just did how you make him a Kohen Gadol. Quick, 30-second solution. How can I get a Kohen Gadol quickly? My original Kohen Gadol is possible for whatever reason. How do I make a Kohen Gadol quick? So we said, here, this is the way to do it, how to make him quick. Now that he became a Kohen Gadol, so now, theoretically, you're stuck with two Kohanim Gedolim. You know, the expression, the day after. Now that Yom Kippur is passed, do I have two Kohanim Gedolim on my hands? What do I do now? So let's climb up from the bottom about 15 lines. The last word on the line is Pasul, and we start just a little bit in Tafresh Tana Rabbanan. just a little bit in on that line. Tafresh, Tanu Rabbanan, same line. Irabo Psul, a invalidation occurred to the Kohen Gadol, Umino Acher Tachtav, and we appointed somebody else in his place. Rishon Chozer La'avodaso, the first one is still, he returns to his service, he's still the Kohen Gadol, we didn't take that from him. Sheni, the second one, Kol Mitzvah Sekuna Gadola, Alav Divir Rav Meir holds, he can still act in the way of a Kohen Gadol, wearing eight garments, and he's still able to do service, even though he's not the Kohen Gadol anymore, in terms of he's not the senior Kohen. Rabbi Yossi says, no. Rishon Chozer La'avodaso, the first one returns to his avoda. Sheni in a roi lo lekohen gadol v'lo lekohen hedyot, and the second one is not fitting, not to be a kohen gadol and not to be a kohen hedyot. He gets his one day in the limelight for the sake of Klal Yisrael, and now he's stuck. He can't act as a kohen gadol. He can't act as a kohen hedyot, and that's what happened. I'm Rabbi Yossi. There was such a story, and they told him like this. Look at the last three lines of the page. We explain at the end of the line. Kohen Gadol, he can't be a Kohen Gadol, Mishum Eva, because of hatred. He can't have two people on top as a Kohen Gadol. That's very painful, and you can't do that. Kohen Hedyot, and you can't downgrade him to be a Kohen Hedyot. We just won't do it. We won't downgrade him. Mishum Malim Bekodesh V'lo Moridim. You raise people. You don't lower people. Amar Rabba Baba Chan, Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Alochek Rabbi Yaisi. That's how we paskin. He's not allowed to act as a Kohen Gadol, and we will not lower him either to make him a Kohen Hedyot. He's stuck. Umod Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Yossi agrees. Shem Avad, if he was in violation and he did the service with eight begodim, Avodaso Kshera, it's kosher. We don't want him to. It's Eva. It's painful. But the bottom line is, he retains his status as a Kohen Gadol, albeit a non-acting Kohen Gadol. If he would serve with four begodim, he would be in trouble. That's mechusa begodim. He's doing less than he's supposed to. Mm-hmm. He's a Kohen Gadol. And we will not downgrade him, even if he pleads for it, because he wants to be able to at least do service sometimes. We just won't do it, because malin bekodesh ve'emoridin, you raise people, you don't lower them. Yashikoach, have a great evening.